And a very sweet and nostalgic melody to close this hour. The Schön Rosmarin of Fritz Kreisler. Mela Tenenbaum, violinist, performs with pianist Anton Nell. Music of Fritz Kreisler. We've heard the Schön Rosmarin, Mela Tenenbaum, violinist, with Anton Nell at the piano. This is Jill Pasternak. I just want to say the best to all of you from all of us here. You're listening to WFLN, your station for the classics in Philadelphia for 48 years.
Hello, my name is Tom Malewski. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Greater Media, Inc., the owner of WFLN Philadelphia. As classical music moves away from WFLN to another radio station, I wanted to take a moment to say just a few words to all of you. First of all, this transition is not about the demise of classical music on Philadelphia radio. Beginning soon, classical music will be featured on Temple University's WRTI at 90.1 on your FM dial. The library of music you hear on WFLN is being donated to Temple. In addition, we are financially supporting this transition. We'd like to thank Temple, first, for taking this step to continue to provide Philadelphia citizens with classical music on the radio. Classical music is, we feel, best presented in a non-commercial context. And we know that the Temple presentation will be one you'll find very enjoyable. In this regard, I urge you all, and especially those of you who may have influence with the business community, to support WRTI's effort financially. They'll be asking you to do that, and I hope you'll give them your support. We are. That way, classical music will continue on the radio in Philadelphia. Next, I'd like to thank WFLN Program Director Dave Conant and all of the WFLN staff. Usually, radio stations change format in the dead of night, in secret, in fear of what departing announcers may say on the air. We had no such fear with the people at WFLN. They did it in a classy way, and we thank them for that. Finally, we thank you all for supporting WFLN over the years. While you may fear for the worst, depending on what you read in the newspapers or saw on TV, we have every confidence that WRTI will not disappoint you with their classical music presentation. Thank you, and remember that the classics will continue soon on 90.1 FM.
Max knows music.
In the beginning, there was music. All kinds of music.
Max knows music.
There was country, classical, blues, and eventually, there was even something called rock and roll.
Max knows music.
With all of the music available in the universe, things became a little confusing. Over time, it became difficult for people to find their favorite type of music.
Max knows music.
Then along came radio, and each radio station specialized in one type of music. and everything was fine. For a while.
Max knows music.
These days, you can waste a lot of time punching around to a bunch of different radio stations, always looking for your favorite songs.
Finally, someone has the answer. Take all of today's music and put it all in one place at 95.7 FM. Today, Max changes everything because Max knows music.
Max knows music.
Now, get to know Max. To know Max. 95.7. Max knows music.